Oxford Street in Belfast. The Lycoside courts on one side, the waterfront on the other. And the bane of many drivers. Ordinary drivers, delivery drivers, frustrated drivers. But yet the dream of many public transport drivers. Bus drivers, for example. They have a lane all to themselves. But you know, many drivers, well, they shouldn't be complaining all that much about it as things stand. Because in time, they may not have any access at all. This could become a Belfast boulevard.
I don't think it would work. It's a main arterial route, isn't it? I don't think it would work just as a pedestrianised boulevard.
So if we just look alongside that, you don't think it would work. And they say that if it was to happen again, it's a big, big if it was to happen, a reconfiguration of Victoria Street would also be required. And traffic lanes would be repurposed, it says here, so that it becomes a two-way route. Victoria Street, two-way.
Yeah, it's hard to visualise what it would be like, a two-way route. I can't imagine it, you know.
It's not going to work. To be honest with you, it's going to cause traffic jams around the town, elsewhere. A build-up of traffic around Oxford Street, it's not going to work. It's a main thoroughfare in the South Belfast and East Belfast.
So let's put the two together. So Oxford Street would be pedestrianised, possibly, and Victoria Street then two-way. Would that solve all the problems of transport and for drivers and motorists in Belfast?
You could pedestrianise it, yes, but maybe if you put bridges in or something underground.
That's Oxford Street.
Maybe, obviously, just across the road, but the closer off the normal traffic, no, definitely not.
I think it's a bit of a mess at the minute. The bus lane with the separate traffic lights is a complete... It's an accident waiting to happen right now.
Whole thing's
a bit of a congested area.
So you're not happy as things stand. What about yourself? What do you think as things stand?
I'm the same. It's clogged up. No matter what time of day you go through it, it's clogged up.
One lane getting to May Street for traffic, you know what I mean, is ridiculous. Like, you know what I mean? It's just stupid. And they've split that. They took a lane away there instead of four lanes. There's now three lanes. And they've done it all over town. Like, you know, it just made a complete mess of the whole city centre.
Right, okay. See this document I have here?
Yeah.
See that big building across the road?
At City Hall, yeah.
City Hall?
Yeah.
So this is a document out of City Hall now. It's not a plan.
Right.
It's not definite.
Right.
It's only something that's gone out for consultation. Let's call it a thought.
Right.
So
I grasp what you're talking about, yeah.
You grasp what I'm talking about. Good. Well, that's a good starting point. So let's look here. So one of the ideas, if you like, that's going into this in this document that's going out to consultation is the rationalisation of Oxford Street into a pedestrian, cyclist and public transport-focused boulevard.
Now, before I answer that question, what do you think of it? You must have a thought in that yourself.
I don't have a thought. That's exactly why I've come down here. It's all about your thoughts.
Private cars won't be allowed on it. How do you get from one side of the city to another?
Well, maybe the answer might be over here beside it. If that was to happen over Oxford Street,
right.
What might happen at nearby Victoria Street, it could become a two-way.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why. The system here is not great, you know, but I think mucking it up more. You know, doing that there is a good idea, pedestrianising the area, and it's all good for pedestrians, but we're talking about pedestrianising this, the whole City Hall around here. They need to have a good plan, because at the minute the plans they're putting forward here are screwing this town up.